Have any thoughts, suggestions, or anything like that where you think you might want to see the church go this next year and kind of a theme? Why don't you guys just write that down and put it in the elders' box? You don't have to put your name on it or anything, so that way it's anonymous if you want to be that way. But just have those in by Sunday, January 5th, so we can get that decided and let that be our focus. There's no Club Rock this week due to the new year. That'll be on January 8th, so make note of that. Also, the Chosen Bible Study Season 4 is going to start January 12th on Sunday nights at 6. If you guys want to come, there's a sign-up sheet out there for you guys if you want to bring snacks. You don't have to, but if you want to, you can. Also, the Ladies Night Out is January 17th. There's also a sign-up sheet out in the foyer for that. If you guys are going to come to that, let Tammy know what to plan for. Also, if you're looking to have a page in the church directory, you don't have to be a member of the church here, and you just want to get your information out there or something, I guess. You can do that. Talk to April or send her an email for that, so that way we can get that in there and get that done. So, are there any other announcements this morning? One thing I do want to mention, too, is there's another sign-up out there for Club Rock snacks. So if you guys want to make some snacks for the Club Rock Wednesday night after-school program, you guys can sure do that. Sign up on that sheet out on the table in the foyer and get that filled out so we don't have to worry about having snacks for Club Rock. That would be awesome. With that, we're going to go to our call to worship, which is from 2 Peter 3:18. And it says, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen."
Well, good morning again, and we welcome you to our worship service. If you'll take your hymn books and stand with me, we're going to sing together number 455. "Come All Christians, Be Committed," number 455. Come all Christians, be committed to the service of the Lord. Make your lives for Him more fitted. Tune your hearts with one accord. Come into His courts with gladness. Each His sacred vows renew. Turn away from sin and sadness, be transformed with life anew. Of your time and talents give ye, these are gifts from God above, to be used by Christians freely, to proclaim His wondrous love. Come again to serve the Savior, tithes and offerings with you bring. End your work with Him, find favor, and with joy His praises sing. God's command to love each other is required of every man. Showing mercy to one brother mirrors His redemptive plan. In compassion He has given of His love that is divine. On the cross sins were forgiven, joy and peace are fully thine. Come in praise and adoration, all who on Christ's name believe. Worship Him with consecration, grace and love will you receive. For His grace give Him the glory, for the Spirit and the Word. And repeat the gospel story, till all men his name have heard. Will you take this time to greet one another? Let each other know you're glad to see them. Well, this is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the church. Continue to pray for Bonnie Uris and family with the homegoing of her mom, Elsie. And also as continue to pray for Madeline Nye. She's doing much better, but we need to continue to pray for her recovery from whatever the episode seems maybe was both a bacterial and a viral infection at the same time. That altered some of their Christmas travel plans. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, June.
We have a praise. Our great grandbaby number 5 was born this morning, so everything went fine.
And this was Sierra's. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yes, sure. Ah, so. So the number 5, a boy, a grandson, right? Okay, I had to make sure it wasn't great. Great, that's what I thought. Great grand. So that is wonderful. We'll be praying for. And Maxwell, first name. Okay, I see heads nodding, so. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Kinnett. Continuing to pray for Sue Siebesma and as she deals with the brain tumor and especially for the family. Make some very difficult decisions in these days ahead. Abe. So Pastor Abe's two younger brothers were involved in a car accident this week. There may be a potential for foot surgery, but also dealing with the emotional distress of the other driver passing away. So. And your two younger brothers' names? Jude. I still didn't get the last. Got it. That's what happens when your hearing goes. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, surely. It is a team effort for the church decorating. I know some of the stage was different. The youth group pitches in, and that's always dependent upon who's able to help. Sometimes it's the junior high guys, so they're all learning how to serve, and that's a wonderful. It has been very nice with looking festive for the season. Also, one item for during our fellowship time. Well, cake has been provided by the Van Zee Rogers family for in honor of Kenny's 95th birthday. So wanted to not have you be so surprised when they go out and start eating all your cake. But but the family definitely invites all of us to stay for fellowship time to celebrate Kenny's birthday that's coming up this week. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the opportunities that we look back on this past year, for the challenges we know that you've walked with us through them. And as we look at the year ahead, we're grateful that you are not bound by time, that the calendar is how we mark our days, but you being above and beyond, yet you chose and choose to work in time with us. We thank you for the opportunity of celebrating the birth of your son and the reminder that our greatest need has been taken care of at the cross. For the opportunities you will bring our way, help us to not miss them. For the challenges that come, help us to know that even in the darkest valleys, you are there. That your son understands us inside and out. And even and in spite of that, he came to seek and to save us who are lost. Father, we are grateful for the opportunity of laying before you our prayer requests, knowing that you hear and you are active and act in your time. Father, we lift up Bonnie's family and with the homegoing of her mom, Elsie, and these days of as they get ready for the service, that you would be with the family and give them safety in their travels and wisdom and decisions and an opportunity of coming together again as family. Father, we pray for Madeline Nye and healing for her body. Grateful that as things have turned out, that they weren't on the road. Though their Christmas plans may have been altered, we're grateful for you sparing and touching her life. We pray for complete healing for her. And we also lift up the new additions to families. We lift up the new addition in Ron and June Ohm's family and pray for Sierra and Baby that you would help each to grow stronger and to heal. We also are grateful for the great-grandchild that has entered into the Van Zee family, and we just pray for mom and baby and family as the expansion causes the adjustments. Father, we also lift up Abe's two younger brothers. We're grateful for you watching over them. We pray for wisdom in any other physical surgery or healing, but we also pray for emotional healing for the family of the other individual involved in the accident that passed away, that you would provide comfort both for Judah and Bram, but also for this family. And Father, we're grateful for the different gifts and talents and abilities you've given us that we can use for your honor and glory, and the reminder of when we come to worship, the symbolism around us, and always the first and foremost, that the cross behind me is empty. Thank you that your son conquered death and is seated at your right hand. Father, we lift up the ministries that you've entrusted to us. We pray for youth group and their activity tonight, that you give them safety and travels, as well as a great time of building relationships and the fun that can be had, but also just grateful for bringing Pastor Abe and Diana and the volunteers that come alongside of them with our youth group. We pray for our missionaries around the world. We ask that you would be with the Moyers as they minister in a lot of different areas with horseman clinics and the rodeo Bible camps, but also on the national level with the different national rodeos, that you give him wisdom and safety as he lives out life and instructs the different participants and families. Father, we pray for our world as we get ready to start a new year. We just ask that with all the changes happening, both in our country and around the world, that you would have peace reign supreme. Father, we are grateful for the blessings that you've given us, and we just ask that you would use this offering for your honor and glory as we receive it from your people out of the abundance that you've given us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Christina. If you'll take your hymn books, you may remain seated. We're going to sing together number 349, Trust and Obey, number 349.
What a glory he sheds on our way.
do His good will. He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but His smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt nor a fear, not a sigh nor a tear can abide while we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil He doth richly repay. Not a grief nor a loss, not a frown nor a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. But we never can prove the delights of His love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor He shows and the joy He bestows are for them who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at His feet, or we'll walk by His side in the way. What He says we will do, where He lends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Then I'll ask you to stand with me. We're going to sing number 387, Oh to Be Like Thee. Number 387. Oh, to be like Thee, blessed Redeemer, this is my constant longing and prayer. Gladly I'll forfeit all of us treasures, Jesus, Thy perfect likeness to wear. Oh, to be like Thee, oh, to be like Thee, blessed Redeemer, pure as Thou art. Come in Thy sweetness, come in Thy fullness, set Thine own image deep on my heart. Oh, to be like Thee, full of compassion, loving, forgiving, tender and kind, helping the helpless, cheering the fainting, seeking the one bring sinner to find. Oh, to be like Thee, oh, to be like Thee, blessed Redeemer, pure as Thou art. Come in Thy sweetness, come in Thy fullness, stamp Thine own image from my heart. Oh, to be like thee while I am pleading. Pour out thou Spirit, fill with thy love. Make me a temple, me for thy dwelling. Fit me for life and heaven above. Oh, to be like thee, oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art. Come in thy sweetness, come in thy fullness, stamp thine own image deep on my heart. You can be singing, maybe seated.